Jamil on the beat. Today we start, and damn, it's good to be back. But today we start with the word pedophile. Yeah, that's a word that we don't like to discuss. It's a heinous word. It's a heinous act. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the act of having sex with young children. But the reason why we're discussing pedophiles, because it seems to be the latest culture war issue that this new Republican Party full of reactionaries and shock jocks want to get you caught up in. Now, it's always been this going on with the Republican Party in terms of culture wars, in terms of once again trying to distract you from what really matters, for what you can really use in your life that's going to take care of you and make your life better, not only for you, but for your family. Because they don't particularly care about that. And I would even say the Democrats don't particularly care about that either, because economically they fall right in line with one another. It's all about being beholden to corporations. And until we all really realize that, and fight that, that will be something that will be always going on, because they want the status quo to remain. But what makes the Republicans a little different in terms of what they're doing, not only they don't care about making your lives better, not only they don't care and want the status quo to remain, they want to throw things at on the other side to act as if it's the other side that is evil and vile, so they can have power. And they know if we can hold the power, we can really make sure nothing gets done. Compared to Democrats, where you have some in terms of progressives, which I am. And if we can keep Democrats in power and eventually primary out the corporate Democrats to get the progressives in, then we can really see this country change on its head. But that's another podcast for another day. But the reason why I want to talk about pedophiles, because now pedophile is the new culture war. The new hot thing out there that the Republicans are constantly accusing Democrats for. And it really started from a QAnon. And if you don't know about QAnon, read about it. Some conspiracy theory where Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, they rape kids and eat kids, and there was some pizza gate where in the basement of a pizza house, there's rapes of children and prisoners of children going on, all this crazy shit. But see, what has happened was with this new age of Donald Trump and Donald Trump embracing this, because Donald Trump doesn't give a shit about anything but himself and how he can get back into power, as well as these new radical, fringe, crazy-ass Republican and shock jocks like the Madison Cawthorns, the Lauren Boberts. Boberts, if I said that, I always say it. Boebert or Boebert. But you know what I'm talking about. Gosar. And to me, I don't even want to say queen, because she don't even deserve that type of title. But the top clown of them all, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And if you know the story, you know, they're trying to come out here because on Disney, and I guess, well, not guess, the story is that Disney is trying to make stuff inclusive because we are in a country where it is a diverse type of country. From race to even sexuality preference or sexual orientation. See, the thing is, it doesn't matter how you feel about something. We live in a country, in a free country, where people have the right to live the lives that they choose, if it's not something that's going to break the law or hurt or damage other people. They have a right to do so. But with Donald Trump in these past 5.5 years, 4 years in office, and now since he's been out, he's ushered in something where there's a level of ugliness and this propensity of vile speaking in terms of trying to accuse the other side of something, all for the notion is to make sure Democrats don't get in power or stay in power, because they're in power now, but you wouldn't know because they don't do shit. But keeping it and avoiding it to get to progressives where really the status quo of this country can start changing on its face. But now pedophile is the new culture war, because Disney came out and there was a video that came out where she was saying that they were trying to make stuff more inclusive to look like the country. Because now anymore, you don't have just boys and girls dating. You don't just have people who are just females, people who are just males. It's a different time now. And they want representation. If you agree with it or not, that really doesn't matter. It's how people choose to live their lives that we must respect that, outside of them breaking the law or doing something they have no business doing. But see, with this new Republican culture, it's about owning the libs. It's about saying the most vile, disgusting things about them to just make them look as if they're this group of these awful, terrible people. Where the funny thing is, it's mere projection. Because when you hear the Republicans speak about the Democrats, they're the party of pedophiles, the party of groomers. Every instance that we hear of something happening in terms of something towards children is somebody part of the Republican Party. But this is the rhetoric that we're hearing. And this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative out of Georgia. And this is the rhetoric that we're hearing coming from them as they talk about the Democratic Party. We'll discuss on the other side.
The Democrats are the party of princess predators from Disney. The Democrats are the party of teachers, elementary school teachers trying to transition their elementary school age children and convince them they're a different gender. This is the party of their identity, and their identity is the most disgusting, evil, horrible things happening in our country. And that's why we have to say it. We have to be willing to say it, no matter how many little blue check marks get their feelings hurt on Twitter. So, you know, it's worth talking.
Now, you heard that. That's the rhetoric. That's the new culture war. And see, what culture wars are for the Republican Party, because I've always continued to say it, the Republican Party has absolutely nothing to offer you in terms of an agenda or a plan. Nothing to make your lives better. Nothing. Because they don't care to make your lives better. They care to have power for power's sake, so then they can do the vile, heinous, awful things that they want to do, because that's who they are. In terms of banning abortion, demonizing illegal immigrants, trying to roll back your voting rights. I mean, I'm just thinking in my mind, because there's so many different things. So many different shit that they're trying to pull now. You're hearing this type of rhetoric because it's the new culture war. Because once again, if you look in the grand scheme of this, none of this shit matters, because that's not what's happening. And you see all these different laws are getting rolled out by Republican-led state parties of these don't say gay bills. Just passed one in Florida, passed one in Alabama, where they're literally attacking trans people. LGBTQ. They're attacking these people, demonizing them as they demonize immigrants. Just because of the fact that they don't agree with their lifestyle and they act as if that is the threat to this country. Not the fact that there's so many things that we need to focus on to move this country forward that's going to help everybody. But see, what they do is they live once again in fear-mongering to scare you, to make you think as if the world is falling apart and you got to put us back in here because your kids are being indoctrinated. And we know that's not true. It's not true. It's projection, because as Marjorie Taylor Greene says that, she has literally traveled the country with Representative Matt Gaetz, who right now is currently under investigation for sex trafficking a child. Excuse me. For sex. Excuse me. A child. Venmo payments being paid to move underage girls around so he can have sex with. In the state of Tennessee, they were trying to pass a law that would take away the limits of marriage. Take it away. So open the doors to make sure that, hey, if I want to marry a young girl, I can. No protection on young people. If I see a female and she happens to be young with no limits, I can still pursue with no issues. There's a senator, there's a congressman in Tennessee that did that. Look it up. He's an older guy, has a much younger wife, and he met her when she was 16. An RNC former employee just got sentenced to 12 years in prison for child pornography. These things keep happening on the GOP side. But then Marjorie Taylor says what? It's the Democrats that are the party of pedophiles, groomers, child predators. And it's Disney. Disney. Fucking Disney. And that's what they want to tell you. That's what they want to relay to you over and over and over to distract. Because they understand one thing about Republicans outside of Democrats, the Democrats are terrible about their messaging. They're terrible. But Republicans, they understand that one of the greatest motivators is fear. If I can scare the shit out of you and tell you if you don't do this, this is going to happen, and I can be as passionate about it, as fervent about it, as just hardcore about it, I can get you to move. And that's what they do on a constant basis. And then you have another party on the other side that just has no idea how to combat anything. That being the Democratic Party. And then there's ways that you can really expose, if you were somebody that really cared about the people, you can expose Marjorie Taylor Greene and expose the other Republicans for what they are. But what Democrats do, they always just say back, oh, no, no, you know. Well, they shouldn't be doing that. That's awful. That's vile. I denounce that. But never saying anything to come back at a counterattack, because ultimately, to really do that, they have to shake up the status quo. And at the end of the day, they're beholden to corporations. But see, if the Republicans just came out and attacked Democrats because they said, you know what, they're corporate corporations, They are at the mercy of the corporations. They have to listen to them. They have their donors. They don't want to do Build Back Better, because if they do, their donors are going to be mad. They're the party of corporations. But the fact of the matter is, they can't do that, because then them themselves will have to report on themselves, because, like I said earlier, 95% of the Democratic Party are pretty much corporate Democrats, which means they have all the power on that side right now. But on the Republican side, 100% of them are corporate and are beholden to corporations. And you keep seeing, they keep voting no to things that will help the American people. The child tax credit, Build Back Better, low on prescription medication, family paid leave. And then you ask yourself, why did the Democrats not fight as hard? Well, because they don't give a shit either. But see, it's what, if they were to attack Democrats on that, that's fine. But see, the situation is, they'll have to expose themselves for being those very same, because like I said, Democrats and Republicans are on the same page economically. We the people are the ones getting screwed. So the Republicans believe, well, we can't attack them on that because they will get attacked back. So this is what we'll do. We'll call them pedophiles. We'll do cultural wars. We'll act as if owning the libs is the only thing that matters, which is so perplexing to me, because so many people of the Republican base can use the type of help that Build Back Better, child tax credits, all these stuff that looks to help people, it can help them. But when you can scare people to think, well, if you bring in Build Back Better, then they're going to indoctrinate your kids in school with critical race theory. They're going to tell your kids that Dr. Seuss is horrible. They're going to try to steal Christmas. All this shit that doesn't ever happen, that doesn't matter, they want you to focus on. Why? Because you don't worry about the other shit that's going on that can fundamentally make your life better. Then they'll tell you the Democrats are going to overreach in government. But then you see on every state house Republican legislator, every law that they're passing, if you go back and look into the data and the statistics and the data, I think over something crazy like 100 plus LGBTQ bills are being presented by Republican state houses to ban this or to ban that. Don't let doctors do this. That trans girls can't do this or trans men can't do that. All this legislation that doesn't matter, because it's... See, yes, there are times where there are questions that can be asked about the whole trans thing in terms of if a trans man could be a part of a woman's swim team and compete with other women. Yes, there could be questions that can be that are debate and questions that could be asked about it. And what do we do? How do we look at it? There is that debate, or not even that discussion, I would say. But in good faith. But see, the situation is Republicans don't act in good faith. It's not about that. It's about scaring you to make you think that they're going to overrun it. And if you look at the statistics, because we always look at the law of large numbers, when you have a small percentage of it that's going on, that means it's not really a problem. If 0.3% of trans women are competing with other women, at the overall entirety, it's not an issue. It's not. But they want you to think it is an issue to scare you to vote for them. So when you vote for them, then they have the power, and with their power, they can make sure nothing ever gets done to benefit your life. to benefit my life, to make the lives of the working class better because they have disdain for the working class. We serve a purpose. And as they attack, saying, well, the Democrats are elites. Well, yeah, they are. They are elitists. The Democrats are disconnected too, but they're just as disconnected. And they don't give a shit even more than Democrats, at least on the side of sexual assault, harassment. If that happens on the Democrat side, they call for resignations. There's accountability. But on the GOP side, they call for resignations and accountability on the Democrats by accusing them of being pedophiles and groomers. But you hear story after story after story about GOP gentlemen, GOP members doing these things, you hear nothing. That's okay. That doesn't need to be talked about. There's no accountability. Because they've gone away from being a party of personal responsibility, as they always try to say that they are. And it's bullshit. They want to usher in an era where they said, they say, make America great again. What does that mean? America first. What does that mean? They see dominating people, being on top of people, dictating how people live their lives. And then when they say something that's hate speech or say something that that people slam them on, then they say they're being censored. Because I can't give my credit to Nazis, and I can't be anti-Semitic, I can't be racist, I can't say things that degrade another race of people, oh, I'm being censored for my freedom of speech. And then people really believe that's the case, where freedom of speech has really nothing to do with the federal government. You have a responsibility. You can't say things hateful, mean, degrading, and think that's okay. And then when you get held accountable for it, it's being censored. As if Twitter isn't a private company. And they love private companies, right? They love privatization. The infrastructure bill, why did it pass under Biden with 19 Republicans? Because it helped corporations. They can privatize everything and make the money. They love private companies any other day of the week. But this time a private company makes a decision, then they say, I'm being censored. They're taking away my freedom. The ultimate projectors. And they got it from Trump. Trump accuses everything of everybody else exactly who he is. And they've taken that and they have ran with it. And it makes it so sad. Millions and millions and tens and millions of people believe it. When Marjorie Taylor Greene says stuff like that, you have some nut job somewhere in Boise that lives in a bunker thinking, I got to go get my guns and load up and kill these Democrats because they're trying to rape our children. And then when something like that happens, they say, well, no, that's not what we meant. We're just saying that we want to protect the kids. That's not, you know, that's not the type of speech that we talk about. That's not what we were looking to get. Yes, you are. You're looking for violence towards your political opponents. Keep talking about government tyranny because the government was trying to help people with COVID and keep people safe. To keep a blind eye to the corporate tyranny that this country really is under. But see, the corporate tyranny benefits them, the elites, because there's a lot of money to go around there and spew out their bullshit. They'll pay you. And sad to say, in this country, people want to be paid over their morals. Morals? Fuck that. Pay me. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll put your propaganda out there. I mean, even with the war on Ukraine, you're seeing this man, this horrible dictator, Putin, kill children, attack hospitals, maternity wards. He just bombed missiles to a training station that had people trying to get away to the other side of the country. Humanitarian efforts, bombing them. But you have people that go on online saying, well, we have questions about Ukraine. And then people get mad at us because we're questioning what's going on in Ukraine, trying to see what's really going on. What the fuck are you talking about, what's really going on? What? Why they love dictators like Putin? Because they want to dictate this country to get it to like a white ethos Christian state where what they say goes. And there's no progressing forward, because like I said, it doesn't matter what you agree with somebody's lifestyle. They have a right to live it. But they want to take that from you, but then say it's the Democrats that are trying to control you with the COVID vaccine. It's your body, your choice on the vaccine. When it comes to abortions, no, we control that. No, we're going to control a woman's body. And it makes it funny to me because it affects those Republican voters as well, who may deal with a possible abortion because maybe they were raped or something happened where they're not able to hold the baby, or because they just feel they're not ready. But they want to control that and take that from you as well. And then say, no, that's the Democrats. We got to wake up. We got to vote. These midterms are coming up. They're saying Republicans are going to clean house. And if they do, if there's a red wave and they take back both houses, my God. You going to think the Democrats are trying to control shit? Watch what they do. And do it unopposed, because they have all the power to do so. Because they want you to worry about shit that doesn't matter, to keep you away from the prosperity that you can have, that you deserve as a working class citizen, to make your lives better. No, they don't give a fuck about that. Because if they had, and they don't have anything. So with nothing to offer you, they got to do this. Because if they didn't have this, they have to do the right thing. And God forbid we do the right thing for the American people. Who gives a shit about them? We got to wake up. Because if not, we're going to look up at the end of this year. And all I'm going to have to say, and all I could say is, I told you so. Damn, it's good to be back. Until next time. Love everybody. Fuck the hate. This is Correctly Mistaken. And I'm your conversationalist. Where so say. Be blessed. Peace.